Welcome to Colin Spanish with Paul Noble. Content copyright Paul Noble 2010.
Hi, I'm Paul Noble. Over the years, I've taught a lot of people, and curiously, they've each had much the same story to tell regarding their experiences of learning a language. As a result, these days, when I start teaching a class, I ask my students to raise their hands if they've had any of the following experiences. Raise your hand, I say, if you studied a language for several years at school, but came out unable to really say anything. Or if you've ever bought a language course and given up around page 30, somewhere around chapter 2. Or if you've ever felt more confused by a teacher's explanation of the language than by the language itself. Or if you've ever been amazed by just how closely grammar books resemble furniture assembly instructions. Finally, I say, raise your hand if you've ever felt that you may in fact be more or less incapable of learning a foreign language. Inevitably, all the students soon have at least one hand in the air, and they laugh. They laugh because for some reason, our experiences of learning foreign languages tend to be very similar. And sadly, these similar experiences tend not to be very good ones. My own initial experiences of learning a language were also uncannily similar to those I've just described. In fact, when I ask my students these questions, my own hand is actually the first one to go up. And it stays up until we've gone through all of them. However, these less than positive experiences have had an upside, both for myself and for those people I've taught. Because these experiences, along with some other factors, have helped inform and shape the method that I'll be using during this course. Using this method, you'll learn how to communicate in Spanish and how to formulate your own ideas and thoughts using Spanish. As you learn with it, you'll quickly discover that I don't use complicated grammatical explanations at all. And I won't ask you to memorize long lists of vocabulary. The way the course is structured will by itself ensure that you remember what you're taught. Instead, through your interaction with the CDs, I'm going to lead you through the Spanish language, enabling you to build up complex sentences by yourself, bit by bit, step by step, so that you're actually speaking independently in Spanish by the end of the course. And this is regardless of how little or how much you know when you begin. You'll also discover that the language I teach is designed to be adaptable. So you'll be able to use it just as easily for holidaying in a Spanish-speaking country as for living or working in one. It will be just as easy to use it to order a coffee as to hold a conversation with the waiter who brings it to you. And again, all of this is regardless of how little or how much you know when you begin. I'm extremely happy to be able to say that this method's already proved successful with a very great many students, including hundreds of so-called no-hopers. Interestingly, not one of these students failed to learn using this method. And it's these many success cases, letters of thank you, and even the occasional hug, that have made teaching languages so very worthwhile for me. And it's this which has persuaded me to publish my courses here for the first time. I anticipate and hope that they'll be as effective for you as they have been for so many of my other students. Good luck. Before we begin, I do need to establish three parameters or three main ground rules for you to follow when you use this course. The first is that I want you to take your time to think out your response, to work out the answer you want to give. You don't need to rush with this course at all. There are natural length pauses that have been inserted into the course to give you a chance to respond. But if you find these are not long enough, feel free to pause the course. What you need most is to have time to think about what it is you want to say. So don't feel rushed. Go at your own pace, at a pace that's comfortable for you. The second, and perhaps the most important ground rule, is that I don't want you to make an effort to remember what I teach you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I'm actually quite happy for you to forget. The reason for this is that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?